From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Luke Burbank.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Carl, very much. Now, some of you might be wondering where the ever-capable Peter Sagal is, or maybe more importantly, why they're letting this kind of young, kind of inexperienced, kind of totally unqualified guy, Luke Burbank, host this big national radio show. And I'll let you in on a little secret. Burbank is actually my dad's last name. My mom's maiden name is Murdoch. So my Uncle Roop made a call, and here I am. I just want to advise, though, be nice to me, because next week it'll be Bill O'Reilly, if you're not. We have a great show for you today. One of my comedy heroes, a woman who once said she was in the beauty parlor for 7 hours, and that was just for the estimate. Phyllis Diller will be here to play our Not My Job game. First, though, it's your turn. If you want to play one of our listener games on air, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now it's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Luke. This is Ed Havas from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. How's Salt Lake City treating you?
Good. It's hot.
Did they notice that when they settled it? Because I've been there, and it's pretty bad in the summertime.
Yeah, I don't think they got here in the summertime.
Listen, Ed, let's introduce you to our panel. Writer, performer, and author of Schrodinger's Ball, Adam Felber.
Hi, Adam. I enjoyed your book.
You did?
I did.
Oh, thank you, Ed. What was your favorite part? Tell all the listeners. No, you don't have to. Nice to meet you.
One of the writers of the Washington Post Reliable Source column, Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hi, Ed.
And a writer for the Boston Globe and author of Moving the Chains, Tom Brady and the Pursuit of Everything, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Ed.
Welcome to the show, Ed. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here's your first quote.
It's sad. We held a wake. We stood around a pile of newspapers and drank whiskey.
I think at NPR we call that Tuesday, actually. But that was actually a newspaper reporter who wasn't identified because of, quote, concerns over his career. The reporter was upset over his newspaper's new owner. What newspaper?
That would be the Wall Street Journal.
That would be right. After months of wooing, Rupert Murdoch finally got shareholder approval of his $5.6 billion bid to purchase Dow Jones Company. Murdoch, of course, already owns media goliaths Fox Broadcasting, The New York Post, TV networks in Europe and China, Geraldo Rivero's mustache comb. He's got it all. Thankfully, though, there still is one news outlet he doesn't own, one place people can still get unbiased information, Cat Fancy Magazine.
Yeah, you can already see the changes. You know, like the headline today, Roop Group gives straight poop.
It's going to be on page six. Lindsay Lohan on page six, like, but in a woodcut. All right, good. Ed, here is your next quote.
You're telling me there's no possibility of a conspiracy by the Democrats to have caused this seizure in some manner?
That's talk show host Michael Savage, certain that the Democrats had something to do with whose seizure?
That would be the Chief Justice of our United States Supreme Court, John Roberts.
You're right. John Roberts. We are very happy to report that Justice Roberts, to quote the AP, strode briskly out of the hospital this week after a scare in which he suffered a seizure. It's Roberts' second such event in 14 years, which means he might need to go on medication. The side effects can include disorientation, grogginess, sudden angry outbursts, or as it's medically known, being Antonin Scalia. Ed, you're doing a great job. Here is your last quote.
We talk so much about freedom. Isn't freedom a poison for the humiliated? Or is it merely a drug that the humiliated use in order to endure? I can't live like this.
That snappy, life-affirming monologue from the 1969 film The Passion of Anna was the kind of stuff moviegoers loved in the films of an acclaimed director who died this week at age 89. Who?
I think that's Ingmar Bergman.
I think you're right. The Academy Award winner and director of such classics as The Seventh Seal and Wild Strawberries died this week at age 89 in his native Sweden. Woody Allen and Robert Altman counted Bergman's work as one of their inspirations for getting into filmmaking. Sadly, so did the guy who directed Biodome with Pauly Shore.
That is sad. So who's the most famous living Ingmar now? Stenmark?
Ingmar Stenmark? Yeah. Was he your, is that your mailman? Who is that?
I think he was an Olympic skier in my childhood. Am I the only one who remembers him? Ingmar Stenmark!
Oh, please, don't encourage him. Wouldn't it be great, though, if the last thing Ingmar Bergman did was lay in bed and go, rook to queen four. Damn!
Nice, Charlie. Yeah, all 15 people who remember The Seventh Seal got that joke.
I mean, Woody Allen had it in his. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were parodies
in Love and Death, right?
Exactly.
And Bill and Ted played Twister with Death in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Yeah. Carl, how did it do?
It was a much better joke than it was given credit for. I'd just like to say that for the record.
Carl, how did Ed do?
Ed was perfect, Luke. He had 3 correct answers, so Ed wins our prize.
Congratulations, Ed.
Well, thank you. I'm thrilled.